AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A year after the attack on the Capitol, President Biden was on Capitol Hill.
The way you have to heal, you have to recognize the extent of the wound. You can't pretend.
Biden didn't mention former President Donald Trump by name, but did denounce what he says is Trump's big lie about the 2020 election.
He built his lie over months. Wasn't based on any facts. He was just looking for an excuse, a pretext, to cover for the truth. He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president.
In a statement, Trump again cited his already discredited claims of a stolen election and then blamed Biden for what he calls trying to further divide the country. A Philadelphia family is grieving after 12 relatives died in Wednesday's row home fire. Andrea Underwood says her relative, Vanessa McDonald, lost three daughters and their children.
Rosalie McDonald, Virginia Thomas, Virginia Thomas, and Quinche White. She also lost nine grandchildren in the fire.
Underwood says two other people survived the fire. Investigators are looking into whether a five-year-old playing with a lighter may have set a Christmas tree on fire, sparking the deadly blaze. No classes Friday, either in school or online in Chicago. City officials canceling instructions for 350,000 public school students for a third straight day in a showdown with the teachers' union, which voted not to return to the classroom in favor of distance learning because of the growing number of coronavirus infections caused by the Omicron variant. Parent Mary Bluma.
It just feels like it's coming out of nowhere, and it's just really devastating for as a parent, to just see my kids have to suffer remote learning again.
This is AP News. Last week's Colorado wildfire cost more than $500 million.
After further assessing the wake of destruction left behind by the so-called Marshall Fire, authorities are estimating the damage at $513 million, with nearly 1,100 homes destroyed in Louisville, Superior, and an unincorporated area of Boulder County. Two people are missing, but human remains were found at one location. Experts say drought conditions in the area near the Rocky Mountain foothills are in part to blame, and that similar events will become more common as climate change warms the planet and neighborhoods become more prone to fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tickets sold in California and Wisconsin share last night's $632 million Powerball jackpot. California Lottery spokesperson Carolyn Becker was at a Sacramento 7-Eleven that sold the state's winner.
Somebody in California, presumably maybe in and around Sacramento, since the ticket was purchased right here.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.